Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
The investigation into a missing journalist takes a significant turn this morning as Saudi Arabia considers changing its story about his disappearance.
And as the Warriors return to action today, a new push is underway to eliminate a controversial free ticket program. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, October 16th. I'm Michelle Griego.
Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi. It is almost 6 o'clock right now. Right now, about 2,000 customers are still without power in Napa County after PG&E turned it off due to the risk of wildfires. The deliberate outages affected 17,000 customers in Napa, Sonoma, and Lake counties. PG&E says its crews still need to inspect some power lines in that area to make sure that there was no damage, and some others haven't been fully recharged. Now, everyone should have their electricity back sometime today, according to PG&E. It is 6 o'clock now. Let's take a peek outside. Live look from our Salesforce Tower camera looking at the city of San Francisco. It is nice out there once again.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just going to say, it's a little cooler, right?
It is. You keep saying that.
Yes, yeah.
Relatively
there was that chill in the air, and you turned on your heater, right?
Yes.
Just stay
a little
warm.
Bit in the car. Yeah.
Well, you know, especially across the North Bay, temperatures are 20 degrees cooler this morning.
Yeah.
So a big difference with our weather. Yeah, you'll definitely feel that once you step outside. Let's show you a live look at their Salesforce Tower camera. The Bay Bridge under clear skies this morning. And if you want to talk meteorology with your friends, the reason why it is cooler, it's all because of radiational cooling. When you have clear skies and light winds, the Earth radiates heat. And when you don't have that cloud cover to insulate you, those temperatures can really plummet. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Check out Santa Rosa, 39 degrees to start off the day. Definitely chilly for you, looking at 51 in San Jose, 55 in San Francisco, 46 in Livermore, 54 in Oakland, and 49 currently in Concord. So clear and cool this morning. As we head through the afternoon, that sunshine with the near normal daytime highs today, and not a lot of change in our forecast as we head through the work week and into the weekend. And looking way ahead to next week, showers are possible with our next big weather system. All right, let's check in with Jack for a look at traffic this morning.
Good morning. And right now we are tracking an earlier problem. A traffic alert was just canceled, but the damage is done along westbound 80. A motorcycle accident did have one lane blocked. Looks like all lanes have been cleared, but we see those delays and those that backup stretch to Cumming Skyway at this point. So slow going along the East Shore Freeway, just about a 30-minute ride. Here's a live look at that backup. This is 80 at Highway 4. Folks making their way through Hercules, not having an easy Tuesday morning commute. We just went back down into the yellow, so there's some signs of improvement, but expect some slowdowns as you are heading along the East Shore Freeway. We're also tracking a couple of problems right over at the Bay Bridge, Toll Plaza and the Maze. Right here, we have a stalled vehicle on the Berkeley Curve and also reports of a crash that had at least one lane blocked as you're approaching the Toll Plaza. So not an easy start for our Tuesday morning commute for Interstate 80. Your 580 approach still looking okay and moving right at the limit as you're passing Highway 24. That is Check Your Traffic. I'll send it back over to you guys.
Jacqueline, thank you. 6:02 right now. Let's take a live look at Oracle Arena in Oakland, where the Warriors will begin their quest for a third straight title today. Take a close look right underneath Oracle. Jackie Ward has a pop quiz for us. We think that has something to do with it.
Yes. Yeah. We got some help from our director, Jackie. So I have to say we cheated a little bit because our director, Mike Bruce.
That is so not fair.
Yeah, we have to give him props for that.
Game over.
Tell us more.
You know, I have some words for our lovely director after all this is said and done. I will hold those words until I see him in person.
Okay.
However, I should proceed with my report, huh? So, yeah, the boys are ready to get back to work. They're defending their title yet again. So we got a three-peat in the works. Maybe this season. Let's take you up to the ceiling to show you how the Warriors are paying tribute to the home that they have called here at Oracle for 47 seasons. Guys, that's another clue in case you couldn't tell. Okay, I hope you're paying attention. So next year, the team will move across the bay to the brand new Chase Center, opening up in San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood. The final beam was put into place last month, and everything is on schedule to get the Dubs in there for the 2019-2020 season. We asked Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff how she felt about the team leaving, and it's clear that she will always be a member of Dub Nation, no matter where their home court is.
Listen, the Warriors are leaving the building, but they're not leaving the community. They are still our team. We are all going to gather around our television sets and in bars and scream our heads off for this incredible team.
Okay, enough about next season, though. We have an entire season to get through before then. Everybody practiced yesterday, but backup point guard Sean Livingston might be out tonight due to a foot injury. And the Thunder, we're not so sad about this part, though, will be missing their starting point guard, Russell Westbrook, because of a nagging knee injury. So besides that, though, every fan in Oracle tonight will be getting one of these T-shirts. I'm showing our lovely anchors yet again so they can not cheat, maybe think for themselves. Come on, guys, you've got this. Doors open at 5:30 tonight in case you want to really get in here and get your T-shirt on right away. Also, the first 10,000 fans get a replica championship banner. And then you should probably be in your seat by 7:15 because the ring ceremony is happening before a 7:30 tip-off. Okay, that's all I got to say. Guys, I'm asking you the answer next half
hour. I promise I was thinking about it the whole time. I was trying to figure it out. I was going a little more abstract.
Great, go up hard enough out of you. No.
I know.
You got me. Previous explanation, right? Those X's, four of those X's for four championships total for the Warriors.
It's not that, though.
I know, but, you know, it could be interpreted in many ways.
Not that abstract, but I like where you're going.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. By the way, Steph Curry
called... Art is art, right?
It is. Steph Curry called Ring Night one of the weirdest nights because they celebrate something that they did 4 months ago, then they have to prep for a team that's ready to take aim at them 2 minutes later after they return those rings. So should be a cool night for the Warriors.
Yeah, but definitely for the fans.
We're getting used to it.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks so much. This morning, there is a creative way to respond to a city scandal, and it could be transformed into help for those who need it the most. KPIX 5 first broke the story of elected officials taking tens of thousands of dollars in Warrior tickets, enjoying free games from a luxury box overlooking the arena. Now, Oakland City Council member Rebecca Kaplan has submitted an ordinance to put those tickets up for sale and use the money made to fund a program that would hire the homeless to clean up Oakland.
What a wonderful thing to be able to pay those people to work where they live. And no one can keep it cleaner than the people that live there.
Kaplan's bill is expected to go before the city council next month.
America's top diplomat in Saudi Arabia this morning looking for answers in the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist, as John Schumo reports. The trip comes as Saudi Arabia appears to be changing its story on the high-profile incident.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with top officials about the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. CBS News has learned that the Saudi government is preparing to say that Khashoggi was accidentally killed when an interrogation went wrong.
I'm really sending him just to find out really firsthand what happened.
President Trump ordered Pompeo to Saudi Arabia shortly after having a phone conversation with the Saudi king from the White House yesterday morning.
I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers.
The journalist has not been seen since walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey on October 2nd. The Saudis originally said Khashoggi left that day unharmed.
We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
Turkish investigators say he was killed in the consulate and dismembered. They searched the building for 9 hours yesterday. Khashoggi's family is calling for an independent and impartial international commission to inquire into the circumstances of his death.
There's not enough money in the world for us to buy back our credibility on human rights if we do not move forward and take swift action on this, even when it's proven to be true.
Congress has promised swift retaliation against the Saudi government if it is responsible. John Schumo, CBS News.
And President Trump says he still has not decided whether he will still send Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to an upcoming investment conference in Saudi Arabia. A number of top business executives have already pulled out of this event. Michelle?
The Trump administration wants to force pharmaceutical companies to list drug prices in their TV ads. The proposed rule would apply to any drug that costs more than $35 per month. Drug companies are expected to challenge that plan in court, and some critics say it has no teeth. Companies that violate the rule would be placed on a list that would be posted online. Today in Berkeley, city leaders will decide whether to stop doing business with contractors who work with federal immigration authorities. Tonight, the city council will vote on an ordinance that bans city contracts from going to vendors who supply data to ICE. That includes things like so-called extreme vetting services. Several other Bay Area cities are considering similar plans. Supporters are afraid ICE will use data collected by those vendors to target undocumented immigrants.
It is 6:09. Dozens of firefighters suing a California gas company claiming that they were knowingly exposed to cancer-causing toxins.
And the drawing for one of the largest lottery prizes in history happens later today.
Well, thankfully, offshore winds not as strong this morning, but it is still very dry out there. We'll talk about our fire danger coming up.